We on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's just get into the sugya again. Sabruha, by the small Aleph of the Maseiras HaShas. Sabruha de lekulei alme tume tchuye b'tzibo. The Gemara in the Havamina held that tume tchuye b'tzibo. And since it's tchuya, uboi tzitz l'ratzois. So in order to be machsher the avoide, you need ritzu tzitz. The lack of tame, why did they hold this cheshbin that tume tchuyin, you need ritzu tzitz? The lack of tame, the shamed leidoma tume hutra betzibe ala Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds tume hutra betzibe. The sanya, we learned about raise tzitz, bein she yeshne al mitzchoy, u bein she eine al mitzchoy meratze, Divrei Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that the tzitz is meratz, afilu, it's not on the meitzach. Rab Yehuda oimer, oideyu al mitzchoy meratz, ein oideyu al mitzchoy, ein meratz. Rab Yehuda holds that tzitz is only meratz when it's on the meitzach kohen got. Omalei Rab Shimon, so Rab Shimon asked Rab Yehuda if it is only meratz. Bishas the Kayan Godel is loidish, is Kayan Godel b'yemeki purim yechiyach. She'ene yal mitzru, and he's doing the avoidus pnim. So then he's not wearing the tzitz. Umeratze, because the din is tumetruye b'tzibur, bishas, he's doing the avoidus pnim also. So how does it work over there? So we see from Rab Shimon's kasha, do you say this, that the old tumet chuye betzibur and you need ritzu tzitz. Oh, my Lord, so Rabbi Yehuda told him, hanach liyem ha-kipurim she tumet hutra betzibur. So he old tumet hutra betzibur. Oh, michlau, Rabbi Shimon sov al tumet chuye betzibur, and that's how the Gemara held now that we hold tumet chuye betzibur. So we have two akdomis, that if you hold tumet chuye betzibur, you need ritzu tzitz. A third akdom, the kuli alme eina tzitz meratz al achilas. But the bnei yeshiva held that the tzitz is not meratz al achilas. That means if you need bosa horoi l'achile in order to enable the zriket, as we'll see later, Rabbi Yeshua holds the main bosa reindom. If there's no bosa horoi l'achile, you cannot make zrike. So, eina tzitz meratz al achilis. The tzitz does not enable to make zrike to consider ki ilu the boser is roi l'achilis. The lack of tane de shamet leidom ara tzitz meratz al achilis. Ala Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza is only tane that holds the tzitz is meratz al achilis. The sanger Rabbi Eleza roim a tzitz meratz al achilis. Rabbi Eleza holds that if you have boso tomei, so you have ritzu tzitz, keilu the boso is roi l'achila. Rabbi Yossi yoimei ne tzitz meratz al achila. So now we have three akdomes. By two metruye betzibo, you need ritzu tzitz. And the tzitz is not meratz if the al achila is to we should consider keilu the boso is roi l'achila. So after these three akdomis, we have a kash. Neime mas nisim de loike Rabbi Yeshua. So the most asking, so Bezei will come out that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. We learned Tosfos says in the safe of the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's the problem. Neime mas nisim de loike Rabbi Yeshua. The sanya we learned in the Baraisa as follows. The Baraisa says, Vosiso oilo isecho haboso vado. So it's very interesting that the posik was magdim the boso to the do. Eloisecha haboso vadom. And the say the zikha not like that. First you make the zikas adam. And then you make the haktoros haboso by an oilo. Is Rabbi Yeshua oimer im ein dam ein boso? So Rabbi Yeshua said two halachis. One halach he said if there was nishpach adam, is ein boso, then you cannot make haktoras haboso. That we'll see later from Rashi, that we learn that from Asvore. And then there's another aloche, im ein boso, ein dom. wasn't verkehrt, and this the Teir Pnimah says, this is from the Hagdama of Basel to Dov. As we mentioned before, L'cheira the Seder is verkehrt. Vasisei L'sech, it should be Hadom v'Habosso. Now the Pasuk is telling us, Vasisei L'sech, Habosso v'Hadom, they can only be done if there's Basel Kayim. So Memele, that was the Teir, was Magdim, Basel to Dov, is to tell us that you need the Basel in order to make Zrikas Adam. That is Rabbi Yeshua Mein Bosa Reindo. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Dam Afal Pisha Ein Bosa. Rabbi Lezer says that you don't need Bosa. You can make Zrikas Adam even though there's no Bosa. Shenema. And this is the Sefer of the Pasuk. The Dam Zvochecha Yishofek. The Dam of the Zvochim can be Nishpach, can be Nizrak. But there's not noyim in Zrika Saddam. But that is vochecha yishof. Right, the Gemore, Omani, Mekayim, Vosisei, Loisecha, Aboso, Vado. So, if you don't hold this aloche, so why was the Torah tak magdim, Boso, Tadam? The Seder is faker. Zloi maloch, Madam bezrike, Aboso bezrike. The Torah was magdim to tell you that you learn at Bosof Adam. Like this, I would not know Bechlal this drosha. Fakir, the Torah wrote the Pasuk, Shalai Keseda, to tell you that Bosof has Hilchis Dam. That just like by Dam, you're Zoyrik the Dam on the Mizbeach. So the same thing by the Haktorah. You don't stand on the Mizbeach. And put the Eivorim on the Maroche. No, you stand on the Kevesh. When you throw your Zayrik, the Eivorim, from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. Have the Oimer, Lu, Kotten, Yesh, Ben, Kevesh, Le, Mizbeach. So, from here we learn out that there was a space between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach in order that they should, that there should be zrike, or that the zrike of the, there should be zrike. Just like boss, damas bezrike is the boss's bezrike. So there's a thesis over here, avir cotton, hoya ben kevish lem izbeach. The thesis, beloi avir nami hoya yochel lekayim mitzvah zrike. It's just a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that you have to be zayrik from the kevish to the mizbeach. So why was the avir? You have to be zayrik. You have to stand on the kevish and throw it. Alakacho ya avir shidekach yisker lizrik. The avir was there, should remind himself to be zayrik, the boso. Everyone says, so ayin shal sechuvis chacham tzvi, simen kufn and gimel. The Chacham Tzvi blibes by a teime. The Gemara in Zvochim says, the two man the Yomrim, but the drosh of the second man the Yomar Zichiklov. The second man the Yomar says that just like by, when you Zayrik Dam, you have to be, you need a Zrika over the Karka HaMishkan. That's Zrika, you're standing and you're Zayrik, so the Dam passes over the Karka HaMishkan. The Kaka and Beis HaMikdosh. So Memele, by Zrika Seivorim, it also be Dumi the Zrika Saddam. So there has to be a space there. It's not Stamazo. It has to be Dumi the Zrika Saddam. But just like by Zrika Saddam, it has to be Zoyrik over the Kakoi Sabais. So who had in the Zrika Seivorim also has to be over the Kaka. So Kochach, there has to be an Avir Bintayim. There wouldn't be an Avir Bintayim. She's just throwing. There's no Inyan to throw from the Kevish to the Mizbeach. There's an Inyan that should be similar to Zrikas Adam. That's when you're Avir. So the Chamtzi lies by a Tzorachiyun. Taisris Apsazayef Hazen, Agmorin Zvochim. Al Koponim, so the Hakdome of Bosol Adam, Rabbi Lezer, it says it's coming to tell us that we're medam and boso to dam. As from the Torah Tmimah says, Rabbi Shua holds, you don't need a hagdome for that. You can learn to say, hekish boso to dam. A boso va dam. The hagdome to tell me that there's only dam if there's boso. Frag the Gemara, the Rabbi Shua nami hoksi v'dam zvochecho yishofek. But Rabbi Eliezer brings a posik. They look further than the posik. It says Abosel Vadom. The later says Vidam Zvochecha Yishofech. But here there's no tnoim. It doesn't say that there has to be Bosel. Vidam Zvochecha Yishofech. On Malach Hoksiv Gabei Vabosel Toichu. He says look further. It says Vidam Zvochecha Yishofech Vahabosel Toichu. Let us just see the Rashi's on the last Gemara. The Loiker of Yeshua, the Omar main Bosa Roy ain't Dam Roy. He main Bosa Roy. What's a case where there's no Bosa? Kagain Shenitmo, Oishinevat, ain't Adam Nizak. Lul, Avo Yesh ben Kevish Lemizbeach. Oihoye Roisha Kevish Mechuba Lemizbeach. Shish Avo Mat ben Tayim. המסדר עשר עיבורים אוי מידע לכבש וזר כאן על מערכת העיצים לקיים מצווה זריקה. So רבי ישוע answered, אקסיב גבי והבוסר תאיכל, אלמה בוסר קיים בינן. When is ודם זבוכך או ישופך is והבוסר תאיכל. If this בוסר that can be eaten, then דם זבוכך או ישופך. And so in this posik, that it's the same posik, it's the safe of the posik. So the safe of the posik tells us the same yisod. That when is dam zvochecha yishofech, when v'habosel toichel, v'yev bosel that oimed l'achila. Frag the Gemara, v'hani trei kroi lomali. Frag the Gemara, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, we have two psukim. We have two psukim telling us the same aloche. The first pasuk is telling us that v'sisa yloisecha habosel v'adom imein bosel rein dam, and then the safe of the pasuk is telling us v'dam zvachecha yishavach habosel toichu. It's only yishavach when the yevosel that's oimed l'achila. So lomali, why do you need two psukim? And said Rabbi Yeshua, chad ba'oilo v'chad b'shlomim. Fakel. This pasuk is talking about two types of kabonis. Vasisa oilo isecha, speaking about a kolban oilo. A kolban oilo is a seder habosa vadom, imein bosa rein dom. Then the dam zevochecha yishofech, when are you zoirik the dam shlomim? Vabosa toichel, davke this bosa that's oimed lachile. Why do you need two psukim to tell me the same aloche? Because it's two different kabones, it's richi. The ikos of Rachmona ba'oilo, if the Torah would only have written by a kolban oilam, hava mina oilehi, by a kolban oile, there the halacha is, the chamiro. Oilo is a chomodike kolban, shekein kolu. So since it's chomu, so there is halacha im ein bosor ein dom. This chumra that you cannot be zayrik the dam if there's not matter the boso, that's davke by oilem. Avo shlomim the loichemiri, b'shlomim that is not chomo, aim aloi. I would think that what? That today they could be zayrik, that the Lord is no boso. So therefore he has to say, v'dam zvochecha yishofach v'boso toichel, because of rachmon shlomim. The Torah would only have written Shlomim, Avamina Adarabe, the Isbuhu Shtei Achilas. There's a Svar of Akel, could be Shlomim is Mochomom. Shlomim is a Kolben that has two Achilas, Achilas Odom, Achilas Mizbeya. So Memele, this Kolben, there the Torah gave at night that you only Zoyrik if Habosa Torah. Avol Oilo, the Lesbo Shtei Achilas. But an Oilo doesn't have Shtei Achilas. So I would think maybe it doesn't have this chomer of imein bosa reindo. Eim aloi, kamash melon, that zai by a noilo, and zai by a shlomim, imein bosa reindo. Zogt Rashi, bahani trai koil Rabbi Yeshua lomoli, vachad v'shlomim, zvochecha ishlomim. So if it would only say the first pasuk, I would think, davkan oilo sheken kolil, Hilkach chashive, so that is a chashive, so machmerinimbo, we machmer, we say that they may bosa reindo. But by shlomim, I wouldn't know that, that's what it has to say, by shlom. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer nami hoksiva abosso teichet. Rabbi Lezer's whole raya was, it says, dams vochecha yishofech, period. You can be zeirik dam without any tnoi. Frag doch the Gemara, it says that after the abosso teichet, okay, this pasuk also tells us, when is dams vochecha yishofech, when it's vahabosso teichet. Omalacho ahumi boilei shein abosor muter ba'achila ad sheyizrei kadom. Here the pasuk is telling us something else. That when are you permitted to eat the bosor? If you were first, zayrik the dam. The dam zvochecha yishofech. If you first be zayrik the dam, then ba'bosor teichel, then you'll out eat the bosor. So the pasuk is not telling us when you're zayrik the dam. You always zayrik the dam. I feel it is not basa. But if you have basa, so the seder is that you're not permitted to eat the basa till you zayrik the dam. Frag the Gemara, if that's pshat and posik, ihochi eime kule lahochi yudiyoso. So maybe that's what the posik is coming to tell us. You found the posik, that means as follows. The beginning of the posik, Vasisei loisecha ha-boso v'adom v'aistai svi rab Yeshua. Mein boso rein God. So what did you say? You found a different posik. Adamus v'checha yishofech. So if it would say hello, Adamus v'checha yishofech. So good, so this posik is telling you, make zrika all the time. It doesn't matter if there's boso, there's no boso. It's an ibrika posik that's coming to tell us, you always make zrika. But now that you're telling me that this posik is grad telling us another halacha, that you're not allowed to eat the boso before you make the zrika. So that's, as Adam Zvachecha, Yishovich Vaboso Teichel is telling us you have to make zrika before the Achilles Aboso. So where do you have a riboy al kaponim you can make zrika without boso? The same of the pasuk is telling us, a seder, that you cannot eat the boso without the zrika. So the same is here speaking that you have boso. So where did you find a pasuk that's telling me that you can make zrika without boso? It's not the safe and not the ration. So where's your posik? That's not the Gemara's caution. Ihoch emekuli lahoch yudios. That's what the posik is telling us. That you're not allowed to eat the boso till you zorg the dam. Aber dam afo pishen sham boso minolam. But where did you find that rosha that you can be zorg dam without boso? The shenish in their posik. Their posik is speaking about yehem boso. So where did you find this posik? And for the Gemara, Amaloch, Imkain, Nichtem Rachmone, if the Pasuk is only coming to tell me that you're not allowed to eat the Basa before Zrike, but it's not coming to tell me you can make Zrike without Basa. Imkain, Nichtem Rachmone, Abasa Teichel, Vohodo Dams, Vochecha Yishofer. So then the Seder should have been verkehrt. It should have said, Abosa Teichel, Vadams Vachach Yishofech, Kedrsiv Bereishe, Vasisei Leisech Abosa Vadom. The Torah should have been consistent. Just like the Torah started off by Oilo, telling me, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Abosa Vadom, to tell me that only when there's Bosa, then you can be Zerik the Dom. So it should have said, Baboso Teichel, Vedams Vochecha Yishofech. And we'll see in Rashi, and I would still know that you cannot eat the boso before the Zrika Satan. So if the Pasuk is only coming to tell me that you need Zrikas Hadom before Achilas Haboso, I would know this if the Pasuk would be consistent like before, and the Torah would have been marked in Baboso Teichel, Vedams Vochecha Yishofech. Is maishna da agdemei le dam zvochecha, shma mino dam afapisha ein sham boso. So since the Torah was magdem, dam zvochecha before boso teicha, so now we know two halachas. Number one, we learn dam afapisha ein boso, shma mino shein aboso muta bachile ad she yizroi kado. Now we have to understand this, so let us first see Rashi. Zot Rashi. In Cain, Ikuli also le meimer didam matir boso bachile. If the whole in Cain. So the Gemara asked, maybe the whole pasuk is coming to tell us that you're not allowed to eat the basar before the zrikas hadam. So Rabbi Lezer says, in Cain, the kuli also lameima the dam mata basar bachila. V'lav lameima dam afa pishen sham basar. Lichtayv ubisar zvorchecha teichel v'hoda v'adam yishof. So it should have said, first the basar teichel, and then v'adam yishof. V'trashi azay, v'avim mashmen nami, if the teichel would have been magdim, basar teichel, then it was said, adam yishofech, v'avim mashmen nami, v'adam yishofech tchile koidem la'achila. I would have known that you have to be zayrik the dam before you eat the basa. How would I know this? The whole like see vahadam tishpoich. That means lechayre, if the Torah is coming to tell us the seder, so it should have said vahabosar toichel vahadam tishpoich. If the Torah would have said after seder. First eat the basar, then you zerik the dam. If the Torah said, v'hadam yishofeich, even though it's also loshen osid, b'loshen nifal, but al kuponim, it seems from Rashi, that you types the pasuk as follows, abosar toichel, when do you eat the basar? When the dam was already nishpa. That's why we doesn't say adam tishpeich, it says v'adam yishofeich. That means, when do you eat the basar? When the dam was already nishpach. So memele, so the Torah could have written the same way like before. The Torah could have been consistent, just like before, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Just like before, the Torah says, the Torah was magdim bosel to dam, and according to you, the pasuk means to tell us that there's only dam if there's basar around. So Rabbi Lezer says, so according to you, let it say, abasar teichel, v'dam yishofeich. Let it say that. And I would know everything. I would know, yoni zayrek, when there's basar. I would also know, since it says Yishofech, that in order to eat the basar, you have to be Zerik the dam first. So why did the Torah, why was the Torah magdim Adon Yishofech ta basar teichel? Shmamino le midrash v'dam zvochecha Yishofech mikol moke. So the Torah was magdim to darshin v'dam zvochecha Yishofech. That a filo you could be zayrik the dam, a filo there's no basa. Avtuv Yahamas had a beautiful beer in the Gemara over here. That pshat in the Gemara is as follows. That Bilezer tainit, if the seder is that you need, that you cannot make zrike without basa, so the Torah should have written it that way. Should have said, my basa teichu, the dam zvachecha yishofech, that the so the Torah should have said this Seder, Habosar Teichel, and if you have Bosar to eat, then you'll have to be Zayrik. Okay, so the Pasuk is telling me that you need, Ein Bosar Ein Dom, you need Habosar Teichel in order to Am Zvachach Yishafei. Like the Torah said before, Vasisa Lesach Habosar Vadom. The halacha that you need the zrike before the achilas habasa, and also kifigin the tafam yishofer. So that's how it should have said. Now what did the Torah do? The Torah went and was magdim the dam to the basa. So he said as follows. So now since the Torah was magdim the dam to the basa, so now you don't need this yishofer to tell me that you need the zrikes hadam before the achilas habasa. Who would say, I'll also know that you have to first be zayrik the dam, and then you have to eat the basar. So the yishofech is extra now. To tell me this seder, I would know, since the Torah was magdim dam to basar,
So I know that that in order to eat the boso, you have to have zrikas adam. So what it say? Adam tishpoich, va boso teichel. Now, why does it say now, dam yishofeich? So dam yishofeich is to tell me that you're always zoirik dam. You don't need boso for zrikas adam. So that is the drosh of Rabbi Eliezer. Faker dam yishofeich. If I don't need it to be magdim to the achilas aboso, so dam yishofeich is coming to tell me bechol oifin yizoyrik dam. You don't need anything in order to be matter the zrikas adam. But dam yishofeich. So memeila from this we see that afilu ein boso yeshda. So the gemara weiter v'Rabbi Yeshua. Al Koponim, as Rabbi Yeshua said, that Rabbi Yeshua said like this, Adam Yishofech Vaboso Toichel. So Rabbi Yeshua had said that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that you only Azerik the Dam by Shlomim if it is Boso. So how do you know? Rabbi Lezer learned out another thing from this Pasuk. Rabbi Lezer learned out a din that you're not allowed to eat the boso before Zrikas Adam. How does Rabbi Yeshua know this thing? But Rabbi Yeshua, he's using the posik to tell me something else. The posik is telling me that you cannot be Zayrik the Dam. You cannot be Zayrik the Dam if there's no boso. That's what the posik is telling me. So the posik is telling me that, but when is the Dam Nish? But when are you Zayrik the Dam if there's a boso Toichel? So how do you know there's a seder? How do you know that there's a seder that in order to eat the boso, you have to be magdim zrikas adam? Rabbi Yeshua, ein haboso muta bachila che yizrik adam, taka there's no posik. Kal v'chaymeru. It's a kal v'chaymeru. Uma eimure. Bechiles nohu loy ma'akvi. Madoch emurim. If there's no emurim, it's not ma'akim the achila. Ki isnu ma'akvi. If there are emurim, we hear it learned in Talmud Nishchat, if there are emurim, you're not allowed to eat the boso till you makta the emurim. Dam dechiles ma'akei. Ki isa loikoshkin the ma'akim. Dam. If there's no dam. It's ichem ma'akev the boso. So if there is dam, avada givis, it should be ma'akev the boso. Now let us explain oisevenik, the kal v'chaymer of Rabbi Yeshua. Then we'll see Rashi in the venik. But I thought we could be mamtik, this kal v'chaymer, I saw in the Kilos Yaki from the Stipler, the Chayim Lebroche, in Tzayv Simen Nun Beis, he says as follows. But the Haktoras Eimurim is also Mechapa. Says this for Shtik Teire, someone, a Goyim Echad, showed him a Taisus and Yuma that says like that, that the Haktoras Eimurim is also Mechapa. Now, after this Yisod, Tachsach Mir, this will understand the Kal V'chaymer from Rabbi Yeshua very well. We have two Mechaprim on a Kol. We have the dam is mechaper on the kolben, and we have the haktoras emurim is mechaper on a kolben. Right? These are two mechaper. Now let's first talk about the haktoras emurim. If the emurim are not around, nevdu emurim. But the din is that even though when it's around it's mechaper, you can live without it being around. So you can eat the boso without haktoras emurim. If there's no emurim, you're permitted to eat the boso without haktoras. Afal pikein, if the emurim are around, if it's around, you're not allowed to eat the boso till there'll be this kapora of haktoras emurim. So we have a kapora of haktoras that is not such a essential kapora. If it's not here, you can live without it. But if it is here, you're not allowed to eat the boso till the yomakta the emurim. That is by the kapora of emurim. We have another mechaper. We have a mechaper, the dam. Dam is mechaper. By this mechaper, what if there's no dam? So then everyone is made the main dam ain't boso. If the dam was spilled out, forget about it. So the mechaper of dam is a mechaper that there's no dam, forget about it. There's no achilas abosa. So it's there's a greater tzairich for the kaporis adam than the kaporis emurim. The kaporis emurim, if it's here, you need it before the achilas abosa. If it's not here, you can get away without it. By the dam, if it's not here, forget about it. So memeila mach the gemara kal v'chaimer. So if the mechaper of emurim, when it is here, you're not permitted to eat the bosa till you make this kaporis. You can't just put it on hold, because I have my emurim here, we'll take care of it, let me eat the bosa. No. If you have the emurim around, you're not allowed to eat the bosa till this kapora was made. So memele, so by the kapora of emurim, this was said, that even though it's not a kapora ikri, it's not a kapora that's ma'akiv, afal piken, if it is here, you're not allowed to eat the bosa till this kapora was done. So by boso, which is a kapora la'akev, if there's no dam, forget, by dam, which is a kapora la'akev, if there's no dam, you can eat the boso. So avadi givis, if the dam is here, you cannot eat the boso until you was zirik the dam. So memeila zokt Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, you're asking me, Akasha, how do I know? You're not allowed to eat the boso before you zirik the dam? I know from the kal v'chaimer. I don't need a posik for this. I know this is a kal v'chaimer. So if I can, so the posik is telling me something else. The posik is telling me that by shlomim, im ein boso rein dam. Frag the gemore, the Rabbi Eliezer. Frag the gemore, Rabbi Shua sagt doch gut. He does a kal v'chaimer. He can make a kal v'chaimer from him more. So Rabbi Eliezer, so why does Rabbi Eliezer that I can need this posik to tell me that you cannot eat the bosa before Zrikas Adam. Rabbi Lezer, Milsa Dossi be Kal V'chaimer Toch, because of Lako. You're right, I can figure it out from a Kal V'chaimer, but the Torah wrote it. The Torah wrote it Toch, because of Lako. Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Heicha Dike Lemedrish Tarshina. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't do such thing. That means, if I could use this posik for something else, you don't say Toch because of Lako. So if I guess, I use this posik to tell me that by Shlomim, the only time of Dam Yishofech is only when this Bosel Toichel, this Bosel that is Oymed Lachi. Let us see Rashi. Emurim, Vilchilasnu loy ma'akvi. Emurim, which are not ma'akiv when they're not around, they're not ma'akiv the yachila. Uchugayin shenitmu, what's that emurim lasnu? Nitmu, ayovdi, ayovdu, loy ma'akvi yachila's boss, kidomrinen, betomid nishcha. Ki isnu ma'akvi yachila's boss, kidomoran osom. Dam the chiles ma'ak. If dam, if there's no dam, if it's nishvach adam, it's ich ma'ak. Totovayu moidu. Sai Rabbi Yeshua, Sai Rabbi Lezer's moidu, main dam, main bosa. If there was nishvach adam, there's ich no bosa. So, what's the makir? Why is this? We know from a svora. Zive says from Rashi, not from a posik. There's no posik on this. We know this from a svora. So what's the svore? So Rashi says, the metchilas hakdeshen heinesorim. A kolb, as soon as you magdish a kolbin, so the bosa becomes already also bachila. The kapore ainei bo elo beda. The kapore, which is the tachlis of the kolbin, only comes through the da. The kahanim yishulchan gavoya kazoch. In the kahanim, which are permitted to eat the bosa, it's pshadis. So there's a heter of Shulchan Gavoya. Even the kapora less, that's the Seder. That means that Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, if there'll be a kapora. It means the Kolben mitzad atzmoi asos the boso. But the Kolben asos the boso. Al yidei that there will be a kapora. Or there could be a kapora. That is matter the boso. But that's only if there could be a kapora. But if it's nishpach adam, so there can't be a kapora, so zicha won't be a heter of bosa. Even the kapora, less isur alaycha ozo. But if it's, there's no dam,
If there's no dam, so me mele there can't be a kapore, so sicher the boss cannot be mutter. The boss only becomes mutter, mishulchan gevoye, through that there could be al kaponim a kapore. So that's why nishpach adam, ein dam, everyone holds ein boss. Now, after all these agdomis, first we were mevayer, shitas Rabbi Yeshua, shitas Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua holds what he holds, Rabbi Lezer holds what he holds. Now we're going to go back to the kasha we started off. Al kaponim, Rabbi Yeshua holds, im ein bosor, ein dam. But if you don't have bosor, that's roi lachile, you cannot be zerik the dam. Frag the Gemore, Leimo mas nisen de loike Rabbi Yeshua. Frag the Gemore, now we have a problem. That our Mishnah that says, that these kalbonis are bo betume. It's bo betume, vein nechel betume. Steitach in unsere Mishnah. That you bring these kalbonis, even though the bosser is not nechel. So we see klal from our Mishnah, the Sotshem Musig, of the Zrikas Adam without Bosso. You can make Zrikas Adam, even though there's ain Bosso, there's no Bosso, Vachila, and there's still Zrikas Adam. It's lame, mas nisn, the loik Rabbi Yeshua, the kivin, the omar, bein, and tarpi. Rabbi Yeshua said you need Bosso also. And the Bosso is stomach. Vitzitz, achila, sloimeraz. And as we said before, the tzitz does not make ke'ilu. The boser is roi la'achilu to enable us to be zayrik the dam. So now we're back to the kasha. So how can you bring these kabonas betume? You don't have boser. You don't have boser a roi lechel. So memele, so Rabbi Shua says, he made boser ain't dom. And for the Gemara, it's gefährlich. Afilu teima Rabbi Yeshua. No, the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ah, there's no bosa. Hello, kasova Rabbi Yeshua hatzitz meratze al ho'ilin. The tzitz, even though the tzitz is not meratze al ho'achilois, the tzitz is meratze al ho'ilin. So let us just give a shtickle agdome. That what Rabbi Yeshua says in Ein Bosor Ein Dom does not mean that you cannot be Zoyrik the Dam if there's no Bosor Lechel. If there'll be an Achilas Mizbeach, you also can be Zoyrik the Dam. That means you need one of the two, either an Achilas Odom or Achilas Mizbeach. So if there are a Murim, could also be Zoyrik the Dam. So now let's go back to your Kasha. Your Kasha was, in the Mishnah, there's no Achilas Odom, because the Bosor is not Nechel Betum. And ain't it sits Meratza al Achilas. You don't have Achilas Bosor Bepoil, you don't have Ritzitzitz to be Machshiv Keilu, it's Roy Lechel. Fine. So you don't have Bosor. But Imurim you have. Now what's that? You don't have Imurim either. You can't be Machter Imurim Temeim, just like Achilas. Achilas Bosor Tomei Yezosa, should have to be back to Imurim Tomeim and the Mizbeach. So tomorrow, don't worry about that. A tzitz meratz al oilem. Even though the tzitz is not meratze al Achilas, but the tzitz is meratze al oilem. Now what does this mean, a tzitz meratz al oilem? So, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, Kloima, Afilu krevim kshehem tmeim. That the tzitz helps. Not aces by achilles. Not only can you be poil eat it, you can even in lomdes kler keilu it's roil achila. Ain't that tzitz meratz al achilles, you don't have bosa period. But legabe the emurim, that tzitz meratz al oilem tzobein achanan al sen, she'll have to be makrevit. The tzitz is meratza, that you can be makhev betume. The Dvar Shmuel wants to be mevayer could be because the tzitz is meratza and the avoides hakol. So the aktor is a chelik from the avoide. The tzitz is meratza and tume. Just like the tzitz is meratza and the zrikas adam.
Mafzich achelik of the Avodas HaKom. So who had in Daktal is also achelik of the Avodas HaKom. The Tzitz is Maratzel Avodas HaKom. Achilas HaKom is not Avodas HaKom. So therefore, ain't a Tzitz Maratzel al Achilas. But the Tzitz is Maratzel al Oilem. That's what the Bein HaChanan learns. The Dvar Shmuel brings down, Migdash Tovid is Mitzadid, Psyaz HaRashi, in the beginning of Psochim, that Rashi learns that Tzitz Maratzel al Oilem does not mean that Bepoyu you're allowed to be Makbel. It means al kaponim, it's ke'ilu, you have a murim which could be oilal mizbeach to enable us to make zrikim. That means bepoyil yizich are not allowed to be makta betumah, but al kaponim, it's tzitz maratza oilim, that you can be zirik the dam. It's called I have a murim legabi zrikim. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Lame the loy krab Yeshua milse komahat da morgen la el mas nisen the loy krab Yeshua bein in tarte krab Yeshua hold you need dam u boso betzit achi lo is loy merat si vahash te boso lek so we don't have boso el o dam lo chude de merat si tzit salo o chanam id loy osi betume because you don't have boso morenzu da tzit merat al oilem al tumas haniktorim aloishim. It's meratza on the tumas haniktorim aloishim. Da hainu imurim. Umoy de Rabbi Yeshua di yike kizayis chaylev lachilas mizbeyach. Rabbi Yeshua is doch moy de fyeheva kizayis chaylev. Zayrika sadok kidomo lekama bebraise bepirkim. Rabbi Yeshua imakol azvochim shabeteresh nishtayr mem kizayis boso. Oy kizayis chaylev zayrik adam. You don't need dav kachilas adam. Who had in achilas mizbeach is also matir the zrike. So memele. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that tzitz is meratza ala oilem. So it's no problem. So we have in the Mishnah, what's your problem? The boser is a nechel, but the tzitz is meratza ala oilem. So therefore that you can be zayrik the dam. Fragt die Gemorre, hat ihn nach Zwochem. Fragt die Gemorre, gut. Zwochem, de Ika Eulen, so it's good, so you can be Zeurig, the Dam, bei Zivre Shalme Zibbo, bei Sire Reish Chodesh, bei Sire Regolem, beautiful. Das ist die Ika Eulen. Ella Oimer, Shtei Alechem. Bei die Oimer, des Kmitze, and then des Shiraim. So the Kmitzis HaOymer is equivalent to the Zrikas Adam. So just like by Zrikas Adam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, im ein Bosor, ein Dam, so by the Aktores HaKoymitz, im ein Shiraim, ein Koymitz, the same thing. Nu, Abu Do Hostel Dachnit, so that's Achilles, everybody, that's not Oylem. That's, so, like the Gemara, there's no actor at all. The shtei alechem is mamash achilas. You need the shtei alechem in order to be makrim the kibsei atzeres. And that's not nishken shtei alechem though. Because it's not roi lachilas, it's tomei. So, eloimer shtei alechem deleka oilem ayikalameimel. And for the Gemara omri, atayanu teres. Ki omer Rabbi Yeshua nami de beinen tarti bezvochem. Bemenoches lo yoma. Oh, so we have now no eitze. Bei zvochem. So memele. So then you need tarti. So then I told you we have tarti because the tzitzis meratza oile. Bei menoches, let's talk about the yoimer. By the oimer, see that you don't need tarti. You can be makter the koimitz. You can be makter the koimitz. Afilu, you don't have shirayim. So Taisa says, let's see just what. Kiyama Rabbi Shua bezvochem menoches loyoma hashta mishtei alechem loy teretz klum. La vochi porushap. The shtei alechem is not a teretz. Because the whole teretz was in naktoris hakoimitz. Koimitz doesn't need shirayim. But the Kimsi Yatzera Sicha needs the Shtei Alechem. So Memele, we don't have the Shtei Alechem. So the kibbutz, the shtei lechem is not for emphat. But al-kaponim, the oimer we found. But al-kaponim, so the oimer is for emphat. Ki oma rabbi shua nami de bin entarti bizvochem. Bemenoches lo yoma. Frag the gemore u bemenoches lo yoma. You're telling me, by menoches, rabbi shua does not hold you need tarti? You're telling me by menoches, that he could be makter the kmitza on shirayim. But nan, we learned in the Mishnah, nitmu shireho, nisrafu shireho, ovdu shireho. What is the din if you don't have shirayim? Zok the Mishnah, zok, kimidus Rabbi Elezer ksheire. According to Rabbi Elezer, it's kosher. Why? Because Rabbi Elezer holds you don't need tarti. Some a male, even though you don't have shirayim, you can be makter the koimes. Kemidis Rabbi Yeshua absula, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, be posel. Zog the Gemara zet me doch your teretz is nishfalsh. What are you telling me? That Rabbi Yeshua holds. That by menoches you don't need tartis. I'm not from the Mishnah Fakel. Kemidis Rabbi Yeshua absula. It's posel. You see, klo, by menoches you also need tartis. So let's get back to the kashas. How does our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yeshua? You don't need tarti by the oimim. Emphati Gemore. No, you're not learning the correct pshat in the Mishnah. Kemidas, veloy kemidas. You have to learn the Mishnah with a grain of salt. Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, you need tarti, but not in ganzen vi Rabbi Yeshua. Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, de beinen tarti, that means according to Shitas Rabbi Yeshua that holds by dam, you need tarti. So the Tana of this Mishnah holds by Menoches, you'll also need tarti. Avavaloi kemidis Rabbi Yeshua, but not like Rabbi Yeshua in Gansu.
So the Gemara says, kemidas v'loi kemidas. Is that what the Mishnah says? According to Rabbi Yeshua, will be possible. You have to learn this with a grain of salt. Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua de bo'inen tarti. The like me this Rabbi Yeshua. But Lamais is not going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Dilo Rabbi Yeshua bizvochem mama b'menoches lo yama. Dilo haitan is so vafilo b'menoches. So Mamela, so the vial we're up to as follows. So the Gemara is back to that old teretz that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. By zvochem, the Mishnah is going kostitz meratze ha'oilin. So Mamela, so you have the chalef. So you have dam and chayla. By the oimer, we have a teret that you don't need tarti. Ah, you found a tana that says you need tarti. The tana holds by menoches like Yeshua holds by zvochem. But that's not Rabbi Yeshua. This is a different tana. So what did we gain? It's beautiful because Taisa says the whole Gemara is kashe. Leime must listen to Roy Rabbi Yeshua because the safe is Rabbi Yeshua. There's no problem is that the mission going to Rabbi Yeshua. But says, the mission going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Yeva tane that holds that by menoches you also need tarti. So the mission isn't going according to us. Nishki ekvel. The mission doesn't have to go according to everyone. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it has to go because the safe is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. So I'll kapon him. So it's good. Gewalti. Fregt die Gemore, umonu haitane de koi kevose yemachme zwei mine. Fregt die Gemore, could you please show me this tane? You just created a new tane. That he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, he's machme more than Rabbi Yeshua. Who is this tane? Because you're mechadish tanoim over here. I don't know of such a tane. I'll bring you a raya that you host the ktoire that you said. That Rabbi Yeshua holds by Menoches, you don't need tarti, is nish gestoig and nish geploin. Rabbi Yeshua by Menoches holds kloy, you need tarti also. Oy Tanya, we learned in a baraisa. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Now, this baraisa, when we're going to learn the baraisa, it sounds like a lot of double talk. So we have to wait till later to understand Shat and Rabbi Yossi. And again, Yolono, we'll get out of this baraisa. Oy Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yossi. Royani is divrei Rabbi Lezer by Menoches is vochem. I hold like Rabbi Elezer by Zvochim that there's dam afal pi shein shambosa. But divrei Rabbi Yeshua bezvochim shayoymer im ein dam ein bosa ein bosa rein da. Hold like Rabbi Yeshua im ein bosa rein da.
Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Menoche, shayoyim koimetz af al pi shein shereim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua ben Menoche, shayoyim men koimetz ein shereim, imen shereim en koimetz. Al kol ponim, Rabbi Yossi said, whatever Rabbi Yossi could mean over here, aber kaponim Rabbi Yossi said, klo, that Rabbi Yeshua holds, by Menoches imen shereim en koimetz. So not, your hostic Torah falls down the drain. So, Kaponim, we see Rabbi Yeshua holds the main Shiraim in Koimet. So, we're back to the Mishnah. So we have a problem. See, it's not Meratz al Achilles, and you need to halt it by Menoches. It's not bitter. Elo, look to Gemara and Umahalos. Kosova Rabbi Yeshua tzit Meratz al Ha'olam v'al al Achilles. Oh. Rabbi Yeshua holds that tzitzit is maratz al achilles. That tzitzit is maratz al achilles. So memele, so the tzitzit is maratz al achilles, so it's good. Habach doch the achilles. So memele is no problem. So I have shirayim. Tzitzit is maratz al achilles. Rek the Gemara. So let's go back to this Mishnah. The Mishnah said, nitmu shireo, ovdu shireo, nisavus shireo. But Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. Nitmu shireo, it's possible according to Rabbi Yeshua. They just told me that tzitzis meratz al achilles. How is it possible? Drag the Gemara yohi, am I kemidis Rabbi Yeshua psule? Ay lechoyre, you just told me now that the tzitzis meratz al achilles. Drag the Gemara a ovid v'soro. It's not going in all three cases. Nitmu shireo, it's kosher. I feel according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ovdu shireo, nisavu shireo, that's possible because you don't have shirayim. Oh, but nitmu shireo, you have shirayim, because the tzitzis meratz al achilles. So memele, ha'ovet v'sorv. Rek the Gemara, elo nitmo liman ktoni. So why did it say nitmo? So you tell me by nitmo, everyone is moider that it's good. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's good, because tzitzis meratz al achilles. According to Rabbi Lezer, Tavadigiv is good, because he holds that there's no shirayim at all, it's good. So nitmo leman ktoni. So why did he say nitmo shireo? What is he saying over here? That it's good. According to who is it good? L'rabbi lezeb shite. Hashi yeshloima ovud v'soruk. Delesnayu machshir rabbi lezeb nitmo de'isimi boy. Elab shite l'rabbi shus hakochi. He said nitmo to tell me according to Rabbi Shua it's no good. Ktoni psula. Because Rabbi Shua said it's no good. So Rabbi Yeshua is not going on this. So why did he tell me nitmo? We can try nitmo though. So you see, what do you see? So you see that you can't say that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the tzitzis meratz al achilles. But oi tanya, Rabbi Yeshua oimer kol zvochim shebetoyro bein shen nitmo boso vechelev kayim. Ubein shenit mochele vubosa kaim zeirikas adam. Avo nitmu tarvayu lo, you're not zeirikas adam. If both are tome, you're not zeirikas adam. So here you hold the Torah for them. So you see, he holds it's not meratz al oilim, it's not meratz al achilles, gonish me gonish. You see, he says if both are tome, davke, if one is tome and one is toy, you're zeirikas adam. But nitma adam, nitma abosa, nitma achelev, you're not zerikas adam. I just told me tzitzis meratz al achilas, tzitzis meratz al oilam. So why says Rabbi Shul, tzitzis not meratz on anything? Talma kesav Rabbi Shain, tzitzis meratz al oil oilam, v'lei al achilas. So now we're really in hot water. And for the Gemara Vait, el al oilam Rabbi Yeshua. The mission is going on to Rabbi Yeshua. Allah why my shoe must this. The loy kash. Ay, is the hemel bitter. Kan lechat chile kan diyev. The whole Rabbi Yeshua said that you're not allowed to be zayrik, not allowed to be zayrik, and ain't boss or ain't dom, means lechat chile you're not allowed to be zayrik. And kan diyev. But diyev. If you were zayrik the dam without bosa, without shirayim, but the evidence helps. Iski yomer Rabbi Yeshua lachatchila. P'yeved loy. So the whole machmer, the whole chaymer of Rabbi Yeshua, is davke lechatchila. Lechatchila now to be zayrik without boso, without shirayim. Now to be makta the koimer. P'yeved, you know, it helps. U'meno teimre deshoni le Rabbi Yeshua ben lechatchila le d'yeved. P'sanya, we learned nit ma boso. She oyshe nifso. Oyshe yotza chutz lekloim. No, these three cases don't have bosa. Rabbi Lezoy me Yizrak. Rabbi Lezoy to Rabbi Lezoy to be Zayri. Yesh dam hafagav shein bosa. Rabbi Yeshua ima lo Yizrak. This is our Rabbi Yeshua. Umay de Rabbi Yeshua shim zorak utza. Rabbi Yeshua holds him zorak utza. So what did we say now? So Rabbi Yeshua holds the whole Rabbi Yeshua's on the chatchila de kezach. And b'diyeved it will help. So what's the teret? So now the teret is as follows. That what it says, our Mishnah says that the Gemara is going to ask on this, but let's just say what the teretz is now. Chamisha dvorim boim betulma means b'diyeved, if he was zayrik the dam, it's good, it helps. That's a boim betulma mean. The loshon is very shver. Boim betulma means mashim lechatchila. But let's forget about that. So, but our Mishnah means b'diyeved. That what it says in the Mishnah in Menaches. Nitmu shurel psula means lechatchila. Psula is a loshin lechatchila, and boim is a loshin b'diyeved. Help us to tzach da. And that was the teret. Frag the Gemara, chode, frag the Gemara, and digdek, I wish to disagree with you. Chode de psula diyeved mashme, vait chamishet boim lechatchila mashme. It's a beautiful shtek teire. But the lotion is nishmash mazai. Like this, the cheshbon is beautiful, but the lotion is nishmash mazai. And for the Gemara, lo loy kashe, kan biyochid, kan bitzibul. That's the end of the sugya. Now we have to see Rashi. Zot Rashi. First wanted to say that the tzitz is meratz al oilem. Like the Gemara, oimer shtei alechem de lek oilem, levad akoyim etshu bemincha kezlik es dam bezvochem, abo b'shirayim lek da aktore, v'kim da boi rabishu etarti, tzach li es koymet b'shirayim kayomet, boch es shirayim leket. Shtei alechem de kul achilles. The shtei alechem is only achilles, but lechod and ami leket, it's not even a koymet over there. Bishleim al Rabbi Lezer disle yatsitz meratz al achilles kulo kemand leitmuninu. So it's no problem. And the Gemara ki yomer Rabbi Yeshua de bin entarti by zvochem. Abo by menoch is it on itarti. In fact, the Gemara miklant hamishna nita zay nit mushire shal mincha lacha shal nikmitzo vadayin loy nikta koimtzo kemides Rabbi Lezer according to Rabbi Lezer shayayim abizvochem. Dam af op pishein boso, the research is ma'iret, not mesechta zvochem. Zvochem means nizvochem. But just like by kolbonis, Rebbe Lezer holds dam af op pishein boso, is kshei hu adin kshei al akter koimtsov, and iftur abaylum. So by menoches it's also. It's koimit af agam de leke shirai. Ye oman haitane, so the Gemara said, so the Gemara says, ah, you see Rabbi Yeshua holds, Kemidus Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. So the Gemara says, Kemidus Rabbi Yeshua, but like Kemidus Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua was only said by Zvochim, and this time is Machmer Afilu by Menoches. Like the Gemara, Man Aitan, Eich Ashkan Tan, Adam Mahoch. Milsed Rabbi Yossi, Mefar Shalakam Bishmaik. Rabbi Yossi is doch schrecklich, and does it, Alti Abelez, Malt Rabbi Yeshua. Elokasab Rabbi Yeshua, had sits Meratz al Achilles, Metukne masnis na libe. Di ketarti. So this too. Meratz al achilles. Kabi shtei lechem nami. Kim de tzitz meratz al achilles. Aber lo kim ikore. So it's just like that he had the shtei lechem. A tir on the migdash. I hochi nit mishureo. Rabbi Yeshua amai psulim. O mishani kiktoni psula. Ovdu shureo venisro fishureo. Hello, nit mushrev kiv Rabbi Yeshua layalo polig. If Rabbi Yeshua was not chaylik, and there's anyone that's kosher, a man tani lo. Rabbi Lezer di alone divrei mi shonel
Leidia, Lamanktani lo, le Rabbi Lezer, Leidia lo, no divrei mi shono. Leidia no, bo divrei Rabbi Lezer, lomitos, like, share a bit me to tell me that a coin Rabbi Lezer's kosher. He's sicher don't need it. Hash the yeshloima, that by Nisrevo that's not around, it's good. Elopshita, koch, I'll be sure, polygola. Hash be, I'll be sure, apostle, bo, Tanya. Even though it's still around, it's also possible because it's not roi lachila. We see over here the mauti achad minaya my posel. Elo loy kash masnisen the Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua is not sure. Masnisen the Yevet. Ud Rabbi Yeshua lachat chilat arti boy v'aisua miskasha d'yev. Nivso, we learned, how do we know that according to Rabbi Yeshua it's kosher b'dyevet? Because it says, nitma bosoi nivsal, nivsal b'tvu yev. Like the Gemara, it's a beautiful cheshbin, but the loshen shtib nishchod ad b'sula d'yevet, mashme, tkafti, tkashe. Oy, dinami mashne psula lahakte kaim zu lachatchila. I feel say psula means lachatchila. Aber mas nisem boin lachatchila ktoni. So I can say the mishli is bili yevet. And for the gemore, elo loy kashe. Kan biyochid, kan bitzit. Biyochid lachatchila psula. Biyochid lachatchila it's posel. Vi im zorak hulze. That's the braise we have Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua also saw you lachatchila dikedin. Umas nisim betziber boin lechatchile de tome tziber hu beheter. So what's the terrors of the Gemara? Tome hutro betziber. That means by a yochid is no hutro, si nidri tzitzit. So lechatchile, you're not allowed to be zayrik, but you have it, you're allowed to be zayrik. But by the tziber, tome hutro betziber, so there's no problem whatsoever, so for lechatchile it's mutter. That's the maskonis of Gemara. Let us first see the last Taisvitz. Kolei kashe. Ho biyochid vo betzibo. Perish bekunteris. Visvir olon tumme hutra betzibo. So that's the maskonis ha-gemore. That Rabbi Yeshua tumme hutra betzibo. So there's no problem. So you have boso. You have ishrayim. The kosh v'abel meima elo kesova Rabbi Yeshua tumme hutra betzibo. The more should have said this. Not say it so silently, Elo HaBiyochid, HaBetzibur, and you didn't have to say flashing lights. The whole sugi was going, that was all Agdam of the sugi that you hold Tume Tchuyah Betzibur, and you read it, and that was no problem. Now the Gemara's name of Chadish, you hold Tume Utcha Betzibur. So say it. K'demasik Leo, because Sova Merat Salachilas, the Gemara said it, Befer Mola, if you're changing now, say, Elo Kesova. By day he come with some name like Rabbi Yosef, that means it's Merat Salachiles. My time ago with the Tumah Utra Betzibah, the Kim the Rabbi Yeshua, so now I'm Rabbi Yosef, the common name of Psoi. If the Gemara just now was Machadish, that the Rabbi Yeshua of Tumah Utra Betzibah, now it wasn't go to Rabbi Yosef, then the Sugi will be Rabbi Yosef also of Tumah Utra Betzibah. So what's the whole Sugi? We have the Torah top our sleeves already. We just added according to Rabbi Yeshua, who didn't according to Rabbi Yosef. The nearer the way, the la oilam spiralei tumed chuya. Yot tumed chuya. Elo de spiralei da tzitz meratze al achilles. The tzitz is meratze al achilles tak. If tzitz is meratze al achilles, so what's wrong? Ubi yochit, lachatchile la yizrek. Lachatchile la yizrek. That was the we brought this baraisa. That means, mit rabono. Midrabonin, that means, sitzes meratz al achilles. But by yochid, they were machmel achatchilu la yizrach. But the yevet, if a shteitzach is said, sitzes meratz, but the yevet will be good, achatchilu la yizrach. Upsul odiktoni, that way we learned, nitmu shirayim is psula, aino lachatchilu. Hilka. So since sitzes meratz an achilles, but by Yochid, they were machma lechatchila. Betziba boin lechatchila. By Tziba, they didn't want to be machma. It's called Tziba, they didn't want to be machma.
So my mail, the tiba needs this call, but the meeker adin, you, the titan marat alachila, so by a tiba they won't mach. Pim toima, umay, ike, bein sibo, li yochid. Hoyol, umide reise, bi yochid, nami, zoirik, lechatchila. Frag doch, toisves. So now toisves is a very pertinent question. We have then two metruya bi tiba. Kaponim, there's a cooler of a tzibbo, tuma tchuyye b'tzibbo. Vektach tois, if you hold the tzitzis meratz al achilles, so memele, whatever the tzibbo has, a yochid also has. What's, lat bizoirik the dam, tzitzis meratz sich an the dam, the rabbon, not the rabbon on now. So, the minatoir, lat bizoirik the dam, the tzitzis meratz al achilles, so even though the bosses told me, lat bizoirik, so, the whole procedure, the whole procedure is bein b'yochid bein b'tzibah. The tzitzis maratz on everything. So memele. So what's this whole din of tumet tchuyah b'tzibah? What were you matter b'tzibah? The tzitz takes care of everything. Afilo by a yochid. Yesh loyma tumes aguf ike binayu b'tzibah dachye b'yochid loy dachye. So Taisa says, what if the kahanim apneyim? The kahanim, the tzitz can only take care if the dam is tomei, if the boser is tomei, if the murim is tomei. That the tzitz takes care of. What if the kahanim are tomei and forget about it? The tzitz has nothing to do with the oivdim. So that's the loch of tumet chuya b'tzibu, that you're allowed to use kahanim tomei.